today and gain new grounds, aligning your perception. Gain new grounds, aligning your perception. Genesis chapter 13, 5 to 18. That's the scripture reading is Genesis 13, 5 to 18. Genesis 13, 5 to 18. Bible said there, and Lot also, which went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them that they may dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. There was a strife between the headmen of Abraham's cattle and the headmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt there then in the land. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my headmen and thy headmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I'll go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right, then I go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes. I want you to take note from those verses. And behold, all the plain of Jordan, and it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. And Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. For the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And verse 14 says, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after Lot was separated from him, lift up thy eyes, lift up now thy eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Amen. Hallelujah. And we go down and down. Perception is crucial to gaining new grounds. Your perception, whatever you see, is very important to access new grounds. I'll be combining a bit of things this morning quickly. Perception, what you perceive, is crucial to gaining a new ground. If you want to access new dimensions in the realm of the spirit, if you want to access new dimensions in your spiritual walk with God, in your Christian walk with God, in the way and manner in which you have been journeying with the Lord, to have that kind of dimension, you must see differently. You must perceive differently. Your perception has to change. To experience any new thing in life, you must begin to see differently. Your eyes must begin to see differently. We see from that scripture clearly. Two men saw differently. One says, take to the left, I go to the right. It was a very simple agreement between the two brothers. But when they finished, God said, lift up your eyes. Now, that's a different dimension. Because for Abraham to gain new grounds, to step into a new territory in his life, he needed to open his eyes into a new perception. For Abraham to assess new territories, God was not interested in left and right. See, sometimes we try to limit God. I was with some guys yesterday morning, and we began to talk about a lot of things. I said sometimes we're so structured that we want to put God in a box, but God cannot be contained. He's not left and right. God was not interested in moving to the left or moving to the right. When everything settled, he said, hey, Abraham, lift up your eyes. I want you to begin to perceive differently. Now, for us to gain new grounds as Christians, for us to gain new grounds in every sphere of life, God must cause us to lift up our eyes, to begin to see differently, to perceive differently. We must begin to shift our thinking. Shifting of your thinking, shifting of the way you think, the way you perceive things, the way you do things. You must shift it to gain access into new ground. Now, God needed Abraham to understand, look, I'm not here for left and right. I'm here for you to shift your thinking. You are a father of nations. So whatever you want, you access. Whatever you want. So it's not about the left or the right. No. It's one, not one sample. As far as you can perceive, you gain access. Now, I want you to begin to thank God this morning. Put your hands over your eyes. Say, Father, I need to hear me pray. Say, Father, change my perception. Begin to pray that prayer. Say, Father, change my perception. May I begin to see as God wants me to see this morning. As I leave this place, I begin to see as God wants me to see. Concerning my life, concerning my destiny, concerning my family, concerning every situation. It doesn't matter what you are seeing, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. Your perception needs to change. Your perception needs to shift to experience new grounds. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now we see that Lord, what Lord saw was not the bad thing. Lord saw the plagues. They were great plagues. Lord saw everything. They were exciting plagues. But that was not going to access him into new grounds. To access new grounds, we must see the way God wants us to see. To gain new grounds, we must align our perception to what God wants us to align with. So Abraham had to align what he was seeing with the purposes of God. So that's one of the things we need to begin to pray and ask God, what's the purpose of you for my life? What's God's purpose for my life? So that we begin to align our thoughts, our mentality, our thinking to what God wants in our life. What God wants in our lives. We see that Lot lifted up his eyes. Lot lifted up his eyes. Lot lifted up his eyes. There were two men. So sometimes we may be lifting up our eyes and we may be seeing things. And they look great. Lot lifted up his eyes and he beheld the plain of Jordan. Well water. Everything was neat. Everything was clear. Everything was perfect. Everything had a perfect setting to become great. Now that was a perfect setting, meaning that he would have nice walks, he had great plains, but that is not what God was seeing. Now sometimes you may look at around your environment, it looks perfect. I'm not talking about an unperfect environment. Then you say, oh God, oh my environment is unperfect. What I'm involved in is not looking great, so I need a new ground. No, that was a perfect scenario. But God changed everything. Because that scenario was not the best, finally. So it's not about what you are looking at now, and it looks like it's the greatest. No. It may not be the greatest. It may not even be what God wants you to encounter. But Abraham allowed that situation to take its course and subjected himself to the leading of God. And you see, the Bible says, and the Lord said unto Abraham, when Lot was separated from him. You know, there are some associations that God needs to separate us from, because those associations, they don't allow us to think as God would want us to think. Some associations may not allow you to begin to perceive as God wants you to perceive. Some associations may not allow you to begin to see as God wants you to see. You know, they may be great associations, they may be great people, but friends, God wants you to understand that he's with you and you alone. And he wants you to begin to connect with him and align your purpose with what he's saying. And begin to see what he has said concerning you and begin to see it to be. That's the purpose of God. That's the purpose of God. And we see in the passage that Lot was looking at the physical things, but God wanted to see beyond the physical. There are two realms, two atmospheres, the physical atmosphere and the spiritual atmosphere. So what God is talking about to you is in the spiritual atmosphere. And it's important that our eyes will begin to determine that spiritual atmosphere. Our eyes will begin to see. Our eyes will begin to see what God can do. And he told me, arise, walk through the land. Go through the land. Go through this whole place. So that means even Sodom and Gomorrah, everywhere was given to him. Even what Lot had taken was his own. Because as far as you can see, it gets into your hand. So he said, arise,
go through the land, walk through the land. When we walk through the land prophetically, we take possession of it. Sometimes as Christians, I was discussing with someone, I said, look, the spiritual things are spiritual. They are spiritual. The Bible says spiritual things are spiritual. Physical things are physical. Carnal things are carnal. So we must understand that spiritual things are spiritual. So when you begin to walk in a place and begin to declare prophetic things to that place, you possess it in the realm of the spirit. That's how it works. And God told Abraham, rise, walk through the land, and you take it for possession. Now, the second thing I want to talk about gaining new grounds is that you can't gain new grounds without a battle. Every new ground is accessed by battle. Nations, to access a ground, to access another nation, to colonize a nation, they engage in battle. Nothing comes free. Nothing. Nothing. Even salvation is not free. It was engaged in battle. There was a battle at Gethsemane. There was a battle. Intense battle at Gethsemane to release salvation to humanity. It was a battle. It was not a free. There's nothing free in the end. Nothing. Everything has a price. Everything on the surface of the earth has a price. To gain new grounds in your career, in your marriage, in your relationship, in your work with God, will cause you to engage in battle. You need to understand that to gain new grounds, we must engage in battle. Abraham did not get everything free. He fought wars. He fought personal battles. He fought physical battles to access new grounds. We look at the life of Caleb. We look at the life of Caleb and we see that at 80 years old, in Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, it said, Caleb filled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able to overcome. Now, this happened when a man could see giants in the land, but his perception was completely different. Caleb's perception was different. He said, there are giants in the land. I understand there are giants in the land. I understand that the giants have, we can't really take it. 12 men went, 10 men saw giants in the land. It's not takeable. There's massive opposition. But two men say, no, we can't take it. Our perception is different. What we are seeing is different. So this morning, I want to challenge us that you need to start seeing differently. If you don't see differently, you cannot access kingdom things. If we don't see differently, we cannot gain access into new grounds. If we don't see differently, we can't gain access into what God has desired for us. He said, we are able to possess it and overcome it. We are able to take it. Now, that happened, and 40 years later, they have not yet taken that place. Where the giants were, 40 years later, they are not taking it. 40 years later, nothing was done. 40 years later, the anarchists were still in the land. 40 years later, the anarchists were still in the land. Joshua chapter 14, verse 10 to 12. And said, and now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive. And he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake the word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so my strength is now for war. This a man at 85 years old, still consistent, still committed, still understanding that land where giants are, is able to take it, is able to gain access into the land. His perception never changed. 45 years. His perception never changed. I don't know what God has spoken to you in time past. There's somebody here. God has spoken to you in time past, long time ago, about certain things. But the situation of life has clouded it. This morning, your eyes become open. Your eyes become open to begin to see and say, 45 years, a man could say, give me the mountain. I'm ready to war. I'm ready to go to war. Now, if you understand the scripture, Caleb and Joshua, we are the same age. They were almost on the same age plane, Caleb and Joshua. And God comes to Joshua and said, you've done great, Joshua. I've marked you great, but there are yet more grounds to gain. There are yet more grounds. We thank God for what God has done so far. We thank God for what God is doing so far in your life. We thank God. But there are grounds to conquer. There are great things in store that God has planned for you. So I don't know where you are in God's place. And said, behold, the Lord has kept me alive till this time. The Lord has kept you alive for such a time as this. Listen, why you are alive till now is not because of a mystery. It's because God needs you to understand that He's forced you to come into a place where He wants you to be. And your eyes must begin to see clearly in your spirit man. And He says, I am ready for war. He said, I am ready for war. Verse 11. He said, now give me this mountain. He said, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in that day Moses sent me, and my strength was then. Even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. He was ready to accept that land. He said, I'm ready to fight now. I'm ready to live now. I'm ready to go out and fight and come in. A man of 80, he was yet ready to go for war. He said, my strength now for war, to go out and to come in. He said, now therefore, give me this mountain. Mountain takers are men that have changed their perception. To take a mountain. There are mountains in the land. There are mountains in this nation. There are mountains in this nation that when you come in, it's just as it just tells you, this is a mountain, you can't access it. Now your mind needs to change. Your thinking needs to change and say, Father, I've come on the authority of God's word and I've come to gain new grounds. And those new grounds must be accessed by men that are ready to go into war. Nothing comes by chance. Mountain takers are men of God who perceive as God sees it. To take the mountain top in your career, in what God has destined for your life, in your spiritual walk with God, you must begin to shift the way you think. You must begin to think and align your thinking with God's thinking. I was telling people last week, I said, a lot of times we don't understand how God moves. God is moving in the nation. He has moved in time past. Immediately he sees, God sees. You see the pattern. Once God sees men trying to box him, he leaves them and moves again in the nation. When he sees those men, they want to box me in the Catholic Church, he moves after them. He invades them. He says, okay, they become Methodists. They want to put God in the box. He leaves that environment and he invades another environment. Now, God is on the move in the nations. And as Christians and as church people, we must start aligning our hearts and our minds to the move of God in this nation. We must as individuals start telling God, I want to be aligned with your purposes on the earth. I want to align with your purpose on the earth. I want my vision for life to be aligned with purposes on the earth. Yesterday we had a tremendous man of God speaking during the conference at the Life Pavilion. And it was remarkable. Remarkable. Vision is crucial. What you see is very important. What you see is very important. That's what keeps you. That's what keeps you committed. That's what keeps you going. What you can perceive in your spirit man is what keeps you going. What you can perceive in your inside is what keeps you going. What you can perceive in your inside is what keeps you going. Now listen, sometimes parents have issues and say, oh, they don't know what's happening to their children. Look, it is what you can continuously cause them to perceive. They need to continuously perceive that who they are in God. And then there's no shame. There's no shame. So this morning I want you to pray and say, Father, may I align my thoughts with your thoughts concerning me. May I align my heart to what you want me to do. May I align my spirit man to what you want me to do. Consigning my life, consigning the vision for my life. There's a purpose God has created you and me for. There's a purpose God has created us for. He has not brought us thus far to abandon us. I want you to make a prayer and say, Father, may I align my heart with what you are saying. May I align my heart with what you want me to do. God has not brought you here because there's no purpose. God has not brought you into this space because there's no purpose. God has a definite purpose for your life.